I shall now describe a very small portion of the activities performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his mind, intelligence, and body when he was bewildered by strong feelings of separation from Krishna. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All glories to Lord Gaudachandra, the life and soul of his devotees. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very life. And all glories to Advaitacharya, who is extremely dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Swarup Damodar and the devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. Please give me the strength to describe the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotion of transcendental madness in separation from Krishna is very deep and mysterious. Even though one is very advanced and learned, he cannot understand it. How can one describe unfathomable subject matters? It is possible only if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him the capability. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami recorded all these transcendental activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their notebooks. In those days, Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami lived with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas all other commentators lived far away from him. These two great personalities, Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami, recorded the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moment by moment. They described these activities briefly as well as elaborately in their notebooks. Swarup Damodar wrote short codes, whereas Raghunath Das Goswami wrote elaborate descriptions. I shall now describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities more elaborately, as if fluffing out compressed cotton. Please hear faithfully this description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions. Thus you will come to know of his ecstatic love, and ultimately you will achieve love of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna, his condition exactly corresponded to the condition of the gopis in Vrindavan after Krishna's departure for Mathura. The lamentation of Srimati Radharani when Uddhava visited Vrindavan gradually became a feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental madness. Srimati Radharani's emotions after seeing Uddhava exactly correspond to those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He always conceived of himself in her position, and sometimes he thought that he was Srimati Radharani herself. Such is the state of transcendental madness. Why is it difficult to understand? When one is highly elevated in love of Krishna, he becomes transcendentally mad and talks like a madman. When the ecstatic emotion of enchantment gradually progresses, it becomes similar to bewilderment. Then one reaches the stage of astonishment, which awakens transcendental madness. Udgurna and Chitrajalpa are two among the many divisions of transcendental madness. One day, while he was resting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dreamed he saw Krishna performing his Ras dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Lord Krishna standing with his beautiful body curved in three places, holding his flute to his lips. Wearing yellow garments and garlands of forest flowers, he was enchanting even to Cupid. The gopis were dancing in a circle, and in the middle of that circle, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, danced with Radharani. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with the transcendental mellow of the Ras dance, and he thought, "Now I am with Krishna in Vrindavan." When Govinda saw that the Lord had not yet risen, he awakened him. Understanding that he had only been dreaming, the Lord was somewhat unhappy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his customary daily duties, and at the usual time, he went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. As he viewed Lord Jagannath from behind the Garuda column, hundreds and thousands of people in front of him were seeing the deity. Suddenly, a woman from Orissa, unable to see Lord Jagannath because of the crowd, climbed the column of Garuda, placing her foot on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder. When he saw this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary, Govinda, hastily got her down from her position. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, chastised him for this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Govinda, "O uncivilized man, do not forbid this woman to climb the Garuda Stambha. Let her see Lord Jagannath to her satisfaction." When the woman came to her senses, however, she quickly climbed back down to the ground and, seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately begged at his lotus feet for forgiveness. Seeing the woman's eagerness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Lord Jagannath has not bestowed so much eagerness upon me. She has fully absorbed her body, mind, and life in Lord Jagannath. Therefore, she was unaware that she was putting her foot on my shoulder. Alas, how fortunate this woman is! I pray at her feet that she favor me with her great eagerness to see Lord Jagannath." Just previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been seeing Lord Jagannath as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, in person. Becoming fully absorbed in that vision, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had assumed the mood of the gopis, so much so that everywhere he looked, he saw Krishna standing with his flute to his lips. After seeing the woman, the Lord's external consciousness returned, and he saw the original deity forms of Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram. When he saw the deities, Lord Chaitanya thought he was seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. He wondered, "Have I come to Kurukshetra? Where is Vrindavan?" Lord Chaitanya grew very agitated, like a person who has just lost a recently acquired jewel. Then he became very morose and returned home. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down on the ground and began to mark it with his nails. He was blinded by tears which flowed from his eyes like the Ganges. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I found Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, but I have lost him again. Who has taken my Krishna? Where have I come?" When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dreamed of the Ras dance, he was fully absorbed in transcendental bliss. But when his dream broke, he thought he had lost a precious jewel. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant and dance, always absorbed in the bliss of transcendental madness. He carried out the necessities of the body, such as eating and bathing, merely out of habit. At night, Lord Chaitanya would reveal to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai the ecstatic feelings of his mind. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "At first, my mind somehow achieved the treasure of Krishna, but it again lost him. Therefore it gave up my body and home because of lamentation and accepted the religious principles of a Kapalika yogi. Then my mind went to Vrindavan with its disciples, my senses." Having lost his acquired gem, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with lamentation by remembering its attributes. Then, grasping the necks of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he cried, "Alas, where is my Hari? Where is my Hari?" Finally, he became restless and lost all patience. He said, "My dear friends, please hear of Krishna's sweetness. Because of a great desire for that sweetness, my mind has given up all social and Vedic religious principles and taken to the profession of begging, exactly like a mystic yogi. the ring of Krishna's Ras Lila, manufactured by Shukdev Goswami, the most auspicious craftsman, is as pure as an earring made from a conch shell. The yogi of my mind is wearing that earring upon his ear. From a gourd, he has carved out the bowl of my aspirations, and he has taken the bag of my expectations on his shoulder. The yogi of my mind wears the torn quilt of anxiety on his dirty body, which is covered with dust and ashes. His only words are, "Alas, Krishna." He wears 12 bangles of distress on his wrist and a turban of greed on his head. Because he has not eaten anything, he is very thin. The great yogi of my mind always studies the poetry and discussions of Lord Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, great saintly yogis like Vyasadeva and Shukdev Goswami have described Lord Krishna as the super soul, beyond all material contamination. The mystic yogi of my mind has assumed the name Mahabola and made disciples of my 10 senses. Thus my mind has gone to Vrindavan, leaving aside the home of my body and the great treasure of material enjoyment. In Vrindavan, he goes from door to door, begging alms with all his disciples. He begs from both the moving and the inert inhabitants, the citizens, the trees, and the creepers. In this way, he lives on fruits, roots, and leaves. The gopis of Rajabhumi always taste the nectar of Krishna's attributes, his beauty, his sweetness, his aroma, the sound of his flute, and the touch of his body. My mind's 5 disciples, the senses of perception, gather the remnants of that nectar from the gopis and bring them to the yogi of my mind. The senses maintain their lives by eating those remnants. There is a solitary garden where Krishna enjoys his pastimes, and in one corner of a pavilion in that garden, the yogi of my mind, along with his disciples, practices mystic yoga. Wanting to see Krishna directly, this yogi remains awake throughout the night, meditating on Krishna, who is the super soul, uncontaminated by the 3 modes of nature. When my mind lost the association of Krishna and could no longer see him, he became depressed and took up mystic yoga. In the void of separation from Krishna, he experienced 10 transcendental transformations. Agitated by these transformations, my mind fled, leaving my body, his place of residence, empty. Thus, I am completely entranced. When the gopis felt separation from Krishna, they experienced 10 kinds of bodily transformations. These same symptoms appeared on the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 10 bodily transformations resulting from separation from Krishna are anxiety, wakefulness, mental agitation, thinness, uncleanliness, talking like a madman, disease, madness, illusion, and death. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed night and day by these 10 ecstatic conditions. Whenever such symptoms arose, his mind became unsteady. After speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell silent. Then Ramananda Rai began to recite various verses. Ramananda Rai recited verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Swarup Damodar Goswami sang of Krishna's pastimes. In this way, they brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to external consciousness. After half the night had passed in this way, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lie down on his bed in the inner room. Then Ramananda Roy returned home, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, along with Govinda, lay down in front of the door to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained awake throughout the entire night, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. After some time, Swarup Damodar could no longer hear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting. When he entered the room, he found the three doors locked, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone. All the devotees were very anxious when they saw that the Lord was not in his room. They wandered about searching for him with a warning lamp. After searching for some time, they came upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying in a corner by the northern side of the Singhadwar gate. At first they were overjoyed to see him, but when they saw his condition, all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, were very anxious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying unconscious, and his body had become elongated to 5 or 6 cubits, or 8 or 9 feet. There was no breath from his nostrils. Each of his arms and legs had become 3 cubits long. Only skin connected his separated joints. The Lord's body temperature, indicating life, was very low. All the joints in his arms, legs, neck, and waist were separated by at least 6 inches. It appeared that only skin covered his elongated joints. Seeing the Lord's condition, all the devotees were very unhappy. They almost died when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his mouth full of saliva and foam and his eyes turned upwards. When they saw this, Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the other devotees began to chant the holy name of Krishna very loudly into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ear. After they chanted in this way for a long time, the holy name of Krishna entered the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he suddenly arose with a loud shout of Hari Bol! As soon as the Lord returned to external consciousness, all his joints connected and his entire body returned to normal. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has described these pastimes elaborately in his book Gauranga Stava Kalpavriksha. He said, sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the house of Kashi Mishra. There he would be greatly aggrieved, feeling separation from Krishna. The joints of his transcendental body would slacken, and his arms and legs would become elongated. Rolling on the ground, the Lord would cry out in distress, in a faltering voice, and weep very sorrowfully. The appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, awakening in my heart, maddens me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very astonished to find himself in front of the Singhadwar. He asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, where am I? What am I doing here? Swarup Damodar said, my dear Lord, please get up. Let us go to your place. There I shall tell you everything that has happened. Thus all the devotees carried Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence. Then they all described to him what had happened. Hearing the description of his condition while lying near the Singhadwar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very astonished. He said, I do not remember any of these things. I can only remember that I saw my Krishna, but only for an instant. He appeared before me, and then like lightning, yes, lightning, he immediately disappeared. Just then, everyone heard the blowing of the conch shell at the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately took his bath and went to see Lord Jagannath. Thus I have described the uncommon transformations of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When people hear about this, they are very astonished. No one has witnessed such bodily changes elsewhere, nor has anyone read of them in the revealed scriptures. Yet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the supreme sannyasi, exhibited these ecstatic symptoms. These ecstasies are not described in the Shastras, and they are inconceivable to common men. Therefore, people in general do not believe in them. Raghunath Das Goswami lived continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am simply recording whatever I have heard from him. Although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them totally. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chataka Parvat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran toward it. As one of the gopis said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best." Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities: water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward the sand dune as fast as the wind. Govinda ran after him, but he could not approach him. First, one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after the Lord. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are some of the devotees who ran after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bhadati also went toward the beach, and Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but he suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. The flesh at each of his pores erupted like pimples, and his hair, standing on end, appeared like kadamba flowers. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of his body, and he could not speak a word, but simply produced a gargling sound within his throat. The Lord's eyes filled up and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and Yamuna meeting in the sea. His entire body faded to the color of a white conch shell, and then he began to quiver like the waves in the ocean. While quivering this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground. Then Govinda approached him. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over the Lord's body. And then, taking his own outer garment, he began to fan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to cry. All eight kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in the Lord's body. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. The devotees loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotees had been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up shouting, "Hari Bol!" When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the Vaishnavas loudly chanted, "Hari, Hari," in great jubilation. The auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something. But he could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavs, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Svarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastimes. Now, I cannot see them. Today I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna were tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends, they came there to meet him. Oh, they were all so very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis, they asked me to pick some flowers. Just then, all of you, you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Oh, why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them.
Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. When all the Vaishnavas saw the Lord's condition, they also wept. At that time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bhadati arrived. Seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to complete external consciousness and immediately offered prayers to them. Then these two elderly gentlemen both embraced the Lord with loving affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Puri Goswami and Brahmananda Bhadati,
"Why have you both come so far?"
Puri Goswami replied,
"Just to see your dancing."
When he heard this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat ashamed. Then he went to bathe in the sea with all the Vaishnavas. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence with all the devotees. Then they all lunched on the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Thus I have described the transcendental ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma cannot describe their influence. In his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has very vividly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of running toward the Chatak Parvat sand dune. He said, "Near Jagannath Puri was a great sand dune named Chatak Parvat. Seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, 'Oh, I shall go to the land of Raj to see Govardhan Hill.' Then he began running madly toward it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after him. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me." Who can properly describe all the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They are all simply his play. I have briefly described them just to give an indication of his transcendental pastimes. Nevertheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends chapter 14 of the Antya Lila, the Lord's feelings of separation.